Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Collins. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota, 11-year builder of an airplane, and for the last month, a flyer of a completed airplane. This show, in this time slot this week, is going to feature people who are bound by an interest in building and flying airplanes and designing them, too. We hope you'll take part in the show this week, and you'll be able, by the way, and to send a text message if you have a comment or a question, and you send it to 920-550-1210. We hope to hear from you. I'm delighted to welcome John McGinnis, who says his idea was half fighter jet, half futuristic airplane. It utilizes, he says, technology of laminar flow, wake propulsion, and open thermodynamics and subsonic area ruling, one of which I could describe, but the rest of them you'd have to spot me all but one word in the sentence, I think. As the developer of the Synergy project, he is attempting to take it one step further to advance us. And we always talk about experimental airplanes. We need to experiment a little more, and that's what John is doing. He joins me this afternoon here on EAA Radio to talk about the Synergy aircraft project. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
I have to begin the way so many experimental aircraft conversations begin at Oshkosh. How's your project going?
It's going pretty good, actually. We've had some fits and starts, but we're moving along.
Laminar flow, I get. Wake propulsion, open thermodynamics are a mystery to me.
Well, that's just a fancy word of saying that, you know, you use engine power for something other than making the spinny thing go around.
Yeah.
If you use the engine power to change the drag equation, then you don't have as much drag to push through. So that's basically a little used device, but it's well known in the literature. It's not voodoo science or anything like that.
Yeah. You're from Montana?
Yep.
You're somewhere in the past at some point, you're sitting in Montana, and some point you thought, I think I'll design an airplane.
Oh, it didn't work like that. No, it kind of dragged me kicking and screaming into the project the whole time. As I think, like the other person you'll probably talk to today, it couldn't have happened at a worse time for us. We were just not in a good position to try and start an enterprise of this sort. But I always figured someday I would definitely be building an airplane. I didn't know when. I wound up having a business excuse to do that, and so kind of got interested in pursuing it a little farther, and one thing led to another. The next thing you know, I thought I had made a fundamental breakthrough in aerodynamics, and so that's where the rabbit hole began, and that was quite a few years ago now.
Yeah, so give me the elevator speech. What's the plane all about?
It's about being quiet. It's about having lots of room inside and being very fuel efficient. And a couple of nice byproducts of that are you get a nice passenger experience. You get to fly very quickly. And so, you know, basically we have a massive drag reduction at higher speeds than a typical airplane would fly at. And those speeds are enabled by the fact that we've just done everything that everyone would like to do, I think, have laminar flow on their wings, laminar flow on their fuselage. And we've done it to the fullest extent that we really can.
Yeah. What's the performance going to be? What sort of speeds when you talk about?
That's not something that we're going to be talking about until we prove it.
Yeah.
You know, and that airplane shows up here and we fly by, people will be able to make their own assessments. My goal was to make it competitive with what else is out there, do it on a little less juice.
Right.
But we'll definitely be a competitive aircraft in terms of its performance overall.
Into what market?
Into the kit market. You know, initially, the prototype has to go through a lot of development testing before we'd feel like we could make it into a kit aircraft company per se. Mm-hmm. But I think that the footwork for that's been done, so we're on a good solid foundation to think about that now. But once we get the flight testing done, the full-scale article, then there'd have to be several hundred of them developed and built and proven out before I think we're really going to be looking at other applications for the certified market.
Yeah. Now, of course, we're in radio, so we can't hold up a picture. But try to describe it to me.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Synergy, it's kind of wild looking. I try to describe it as a fighter jet looking airplane. It's got a bit of a swept wing and it's got a pointy nose and it's all organically streamlined and shaped. And where it gets weird is the tails are not in the normal place. They're on the wing tips, above and behind the wing tips. So basically you've got a tail that, an elevon, horizontal stabilizer at each wing tip, and it's supported at each end. So these winglets are attached to what we call the elevons, and they're sharing that winglet, and we get a massive induced drag reduction. It's about the highest span efficiency that you can get. So for a given wingspan, we have the lowest induced drag potential, and induced drag is a weight thing, so you know there's a lot of variables there. It reduces the intensity of the wake vortex. It reduces the overall drag penalty of being heavier than air. And it's kind of a stepping stone towards the other stuff, because now there's nothing behind the body of the fuselage. So I can make the fuselage very short. I can have it, let it have a natural laminar flow over most of the length of the fuselage. And then the wake impeller, which is a multi-bladed, funky-looking prop no one's seen yet, that's chewing up the wake a lot like a submarine does. So we recover some of the boundary layer drag of the fuselage and get a high propulsive efficiency out of it.
Now, when you're designing a plane, and I know you have an idea in mind what your market is, you say the kit plane market, obviously, which is,
huge. All of that was way down the road from where I started. I basically said, we're building an airplane for myself and my family. What do I want? What do I need? And everything sort of evolved from there. I didn't think about anybody else.
So were there things, that you wanted to put in the plane originally for your family? That designing of it said, oh, that's not going to work.
Well, you know, on airplanes, everything's in that category. Yeah. It's just one giant compromise after another. But there are reasons not to compromise certain things at the early stage. If you've got the opportunity to, you might as well try to design for the things that are hard to do later on. It's really hard to do retractable landing gear later on. It's really hard to do pressurization as an afterthought. In fact, it's virtually impossible, as the number count shows.
Yeah.
So, I designed it to be pressurized. I designed it to be manufacturable in high volume with low-cost processes and to use some pretty innovative processes. And the rest of it was just all form follows function.
Mm-hmm. What was really neat about, it's all neat, but what was particularly neat, I think, about the project is the attempt, successful now, to crowdsource some of the funding for it.
Yeah, that's called survival.
Is it? Yeah. You tried to get it on Kickstarter. What, a few months ago, the spring, perhaps?
Right. Yeah.
And that was a struggle, I guess.
Well, that was a painful memory. We thought, oh, Kickstarter's great. We've got a pretty achievable little target goal here. Let's put together a crowdfunding option and see if we can get people to continue what they've been doing all along. I mean, this is something way beyond our personal means.
I should mention that Kickstarter is an online service where you put up an idea that needs funding, and people who support this idea give you money.
Yeah, and there's a really huge variety of things that are supported through that method. Most of it is highly questionable activities like airplane building. So we thought, why not? And we put the package together, and Kickstarter just filtered it out, as they do a lot of their potential projects, and said, well, we're not interested. And so I kind of tucked my tail and was really unhappy for a couple of weeks, and then we got an email back from them saying that they'd reconsidered. They even changed their project guidelines to kind of foster more innovation along this line.
Last I saw it, I guess it's closed now, you got $95,000, somewhere in the order of $95,000.
Yeah, we successfully raised $95,000, and of course, by the time you get all the fees paid and whatnot, it's about $80,000 came in the door.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, it gets us to the engine start, gets us the landing gear, rolls us out of the out of the garage and hopefully into a real workspace in a hangar somewhere so we can finish the rest of the deal.
Was this started in your garage? Like
still
most
in
good
the garage.
Project? Is it really?
You bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to brag to all the folks that visit from Boeing and whatnot. Welcome to our state-of-the-art 198,000 square inch facility.
Delta Hawk engine that's surrounding, is that, do I have that right? The type of engine that this involves?
Yeah, the Delta Hawk diesel is the engine that I designed the airframe for. Actually, the airframe is an electric powered potential aircraft. That's what it's designed to be. So we'll explore automotive, we'll explore the diesel Delta Hawk for certified application and for the initial home built market. But I want it to move toward hybrid and to full electric.
And so I started this conversation with the typical home builder question. Now I'm going to end it that way. When's it going to be done?
Wednesday. Not saying which one.
And that's the typical home builder answer, too. John McGinnis of Synergy, thanks so much for being with us today. It's
thank you.
Great pleasure.
We'll be at the Innovations Hangar all week.
Look forward to seeing you. Look forward to hearing about the project. Look forward to seeing it fly on Wednesday. Thanks for coming in. I'm Bob Collins. This is EAA Radio.